Welcome to the Dallas Soccer Show. I'm Dustin Nation, and I'm here with Tristan Vick. How's it going, Tristan?
It's going well. How are you?
Doing all right. That wasn't the case on Sunday, though. SC Dallas lost 3-0 to Sporting Kansas City in a match that pretty much sealed our fate of not getting first in the Western Conference. Tristan, what did you make of that match?
Well, like my dogs who are pooping in the house, FC Dallas pooped in the house. So I am, that's what I made of the match. I haven't had a chance to look at the advanced stats, but I bet if you look at our shot chart, you'll see a bunch of missed opportunities. Actually, just before the match, I was looking at the stats and seeing how I thought it was kind of odd we don't have a double-digit goal scorer, and felt like that was kind of a glaring weakness in our squad this late in the season. After the match, Oscar was asked about that and whether or not we need an out-and-out goal scorer, somebody who's more clinical in front of goal. And Oscar seemed to kind of brush that off. So I don't know if that was because he was just trying to be supportive of the players that we currently have, or if it was something he actually believes. But I think you kind of have to look at the impact that players like Zlatan, Rooney, and David Villa, as well as the guy up in Chicago, made last year, and kind of see what it can do to your team if you have an out and out goal scorer. So this match was Exhibit A.
Sure. On the flip side, we do have, like, I guess, the most goal scorers in the squad amongst all the squad compared to everybody else. But I mean, you kind of need a guy that you can just rely on to be steadfast. So I'll agree with you there.
Yeah. If you just have a bunch of, like, really good players that can score goals versus somebody who is really good at scoring goals, then you're forcing players to do things that they maybe aren't, like, not is not their primary objective. So that's what I would say to that.
That's fair, sir. Fair point to you. All right. So I was going to go over the goals. I don't think I want to go over each goal and that was scored and kind of dissect it. But I did want to kind of take a look. So in this match, there were 3 penalties and 2 penalty saves. That doesn't happen very often, that there's that many penalties in a match, and B, that 2/3 of them are saved. That was kind of crazy. I think I texted you. I was down on the field for the Ziegler miss, and I just texted you bonkers.
Yeah, it was a decently struck penalty, but a little low, which is always going to mean that if the goalkeeper guesses correctly, it'll be tougher to save. I thought that the save that Jesse had was actually, in my opinion, a little bit better, just because Jesse really did wait quite a bit before he went ahead and, like, dove. And so that was good to see. That being said, it's different. You don't usually see that. So
and, it was a good show for that Texas sellout, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. That was not a sellout. So I don't know what the deal is with wanting to call it a sellout, but
there may have been all the tickets sold, but there's a tickets sold to butts and seats ratio problem going on.
For sure. Yeah, there definitely is.
I mean, this is something this is nothing new.
No.
Yeah, I was on Twitter, and some Sporting Kansas City fan was trying to zing us about the empty seats, and we're like, yeah, we suck at that. So, okay, good to you.
They
good
sold point. Their section out, so you can't blame right. them.
It's true. All right. So going into this match, the build up to this match, all we heard was this is basically a playoff match for us. We're treating it like a playoff match. This is do or die playoff match. a lot of pressure coming into the match. Do you think, Tristan, that maybe perhaps it was too much pressure put on us and on ourselves and too much pressure for this squad? Do you think that this squad has a pressure problem?
Yeah, the squad, I don't know that I would say they have a pressure problem, but I think that they have a, they do really well with momentum. And when this team doesn't have momentum at their back, it can be very hard to get results. And so that seems like that would apply to anyone, but, I think it's also like kind of notable in that this team had a lot to play for. And so there is a disappointing aspect from a fan perspective that they didn't have any actual real, I just didn't seem like there was a lot of fire in the second half. The first half wasn't too bad. But there was quite a bit of back and forth on the pitch that showed both teams were really wanting to win, and both teams were really looking for 3 points. A lot of chippiness, and some may say that's undisciplined, but I think it was actually goes to show that they were up for it, but they just kind of aren't very good at clawing their way back into the match. We did it against Atlanta, but I don't think there's been too many matches we've come from behind to win, especially when it's a 2-goal lead or 2-1. And so against a good team that's well-trained, well-disciplined, full strength, like Sporting Kansas City, you're going to have that issue.
Yeah, and I think you kind of hit the nail on the head there. As soon as that first goal was scored, it's like we just started trying too hard.
Yeah.
And then when we went down 2-0, you know, obviously we changed shape, brought on, took off Ziegler and put in, Tesho? And we went to 3 at the back, and that's just inviting trouble on the counter. So, but yeah. My answer to that question is I think that this is a team that, you know, you kind of alluded to it. It thrives as the underdog. It thrives on having not having eyes on it and kind of going under the radar. And when all eyes were on us, we didn't quite handle it the way we should have. And I just think we kind of caved.
Yeah.
It's no ifs, ands, and buts about what happened on Sunday.
No, it was pretty bad, and there was lack of discipline around a lot of the team, which is disappointing because you really hope that there was a little bit more of a, not impetus, because we would have been happy with the draw, but you would have liked to have at least seen the team come out offensively in the second half and really look to get one back early on. And it kind of just fell apart after the penalty miss, especially. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. So another thing you alluded there, and that will kind of segue me into my next question for us. You mentioned the first half, we're up for it, back and forth game. This is the second back and forth game that we've had in a row where it has not turned out for us. I know people said this is boring. The on the field product is not very good. But we were getting wins with the boring ball. Should we quit trying to be so aggressive going forward and do that hunker and counter style again? Or should we, keep trying to go forward?
So I think we should keep trying to go forward. There's quite a bit of pace in this team, and if we're able to keep that pace going and keep that pressure on some of these other teams that have had some surges in the past, I mean, we need to get a result against Colorado. So I see no reason why we shouldn't put the pressure on. They looked vulnerable when we played them here in Frisco. With that, I know that their team shifted around a little bit, but why not try to put the pressure on them as much as you can and as often as possible. Go out and get what you can, right? Like, the way that it's set up, in case people don't know, is LAFC is playing at Sporting Kansas City. And right now on the table, if you look at the standings, basically there's three types of results. FC Dallas win, FC Dallas loss, and FC Dallas draw, right? But we currently have a disadvantage on the goal differential against LAFC. Also, Seattle is 1 point behind us all of a sudden. So with all that being said, if we get a draw against Colorado and LAFC loses to Sporting KC, we get a first round bye. And our first playoff game is a home match at Toyota Stadium. Whereas if we get a draw, they draw, we're in third, we still have a home, but it's a knockout round. So there's a lot of permutations. The most that we can do to control that is to just win and hope that LAFC doesn't get a win. Because if we get a win and LAFC doesn't get a win, then we we will be in the driver's seat. So if LAFC gets a win and we get a win, we're still second. So there's really no way we can get first anymore, but we can still get second. Oscar stressed that in the press conference about having like a home playoff series and how important it is to have home advantage. I think it's just more comfortable for the players. I would say I'd rather go and play away to a team like, I don't know, Real Salt Lake or even the Galaxy. But yeah, going into a place like Seattle is going to be kind of intimidating. Portland, great crowd. LAFC is getting there. So we'll see. The goal scoring has dried up for us though, so that's kind of worrying. I would hope that we could get some goals in Colorado just to kind of get the playoff, get it rolling back to the playoffs. So yeah.
Get that feeling of scoring goals back down. So all that to say, you're wanting us to take it to Colorado, continue pushing forward. Sorry, listeners. At this point, Tristan's internet went the way of the dodo. And so you are left with me to finish up this episode. So I'll just go ahead and put a cap on it here. There were a couple bright spots in the match against Sporting Kansas City. One of them, I think, was Mikey Barrios and the way he was able to get in behind the defense multiple times. It is not good that he wasn't able to score when he did so, but getting back there kind of made you think about how he made the hat trick in Kansas City the first time we played Sporting Kansas City. So that's something that is a bit of a bright spot. I'm a guy who kind of tries to find those bright spots. I guess you can call me optimistic. That begs the question, should we meet Sporting Kansas City again in the playoffs? Should we put Barrios up top again? And I think, I think we should. I don't know what the rest of the squad looks like with that. I think we just pull in a winger to fill his spot, and I think we put Barrios up top should we play Sporting Kansas City again, and mainly because their defense has some pace issues, and you can see it in the match on Sunday, and I would like to see it exploited even further than it was. So the other bit of news that's out there is that Mark Cuban's kind of putting his nose in the MLS a little bit, saying that if he was going to be in any other league besides the NBA, he would choose MLS. That has FC Dallas fans clamoring for him to buy into FC Dallas just because he lives here. I don't see the Hunts. I think that'd be fantastic. I think that he is experienced with putting on a show, even with some pretty bad Mavs teams. I think he could do the same with FC Dallas and make it a little bit more attractive. That being said, I mean, if you think the Hunts are gonna sell part or any of FC Dallas, then you're kidding yourself. So, all right. Before we go, we're going to play the Oscar Pereja post-game press conference. It actually lasted pretty long. He stuck around and answered pretty much anybody's questions who wanted to, which is kind of nice seeing how, you know, we just got embarrassed at home. Yeah, so here is that audio.
Janai, thoughts today. I want to start with just showing you my feelings when I see the statistics of the game, and I just bring the memories, especially of the first half, when I saw a team very solid, a team who was always having the initiative, a team who created many chances, a team who put three or four times our forwards in front of the goal. And then if you don't have that resolution, consequences through the naiveness that we show in the last minute of the half, we walk off the field 1-0. The PK that Kansas City missed in the first half, also in the lack of attention that we have, but overall, the first half, I like it a lot. I thought we play very well, and our fans should be very proud about it. Second half, we have the chance to equalize the game in the PK. That attitude of the team was very pretty good and just come out very lively, and we have the chance just to get the equalizer, and we missed it. After that, I thought the game becoming a roller coaster. Sometimes we have not just the energy, but we have the creativity to put our players in a good spot. But there was many times when we start losing patience, and with the modifications that we made, also that it was more desire than ideas, and the half just become very unorganized in some part of it early after their second goal. So we start just reacting, and we try to make some changes and see if we can find a different way to get there, but we didn't have that resolution, and we didn't have that clarity and the patience, actually, you know, and that Kansas City played well in that part. You know, they have good players too, and I think their initiative to just wait to see if there is something else that they could do in the game and take advantage of as they did in that first goal, especially. It's just a balanced team. But I want to tell you, we have our objective in our hands, and we're not going to live under these circumstances. We're going to move on. We're not going to stay there. This team has done a great job so far, and I believe in these guys, and we have the qualification to the second spot of this in Colorado. We'll fight for it.
También decir que el factor de haber perdido este partido fue perder la paciencia y cómo mejorar esos aspectos. Sabemos que lo más difícil ya viene, porque ya recién se trata de no regular, vienen los playoffs y creo que el equipo tiene que levantar para poder hacer la diferencia, ¿no? Los playoffs.
Es que los playoffs son así. Es hoy un partido de playoffs. Y estoy muy orgulloso de que nuestro equipo esté en los playoffs. Muy orgulloso de que los muchachos han clasificado temprano a los playoffs de la MLS en una conferencia muy difícil. The question about the playoff mode that we should be in, and I thought today was a playoff mode for everybody, you know, disappointed for the result, but it was great to see our team just fighting in that playoff mode. I think we showed today a lot of stuff that made us proud about, and I am really proud about this guy just qualifying the playoffs that early, and we're going to be there. We just want to be in a different spot, obviously, you know, but hopefully we can see Kansas again. We'll see. But this is a playoff mode for us, and we are ready.
With that in mind, Oscar, you mentioned the energy that was positive coming after the second half, then maybe sagging a bit after the penalty wasn't converted. Did it go too far in the other direction? I mean, it seemed like players were getting a lot of skirmishes, getting chatting with the referee a lot. What did you think your team showed mentally as the game kind of wore on?
Right. I think you're right. The roller coaster that we got into it in the second half, I did not like. And now I'm going to include myself there too. No, I'm trying to find a different ways to attack and make internal some changes is sometimes part of the struggle of the game, and sometimes counts on our side and sometimes doesn't, you know. But there we need to be patient. You know, when zero isn't by, because you still have time in the half, and then you know, we could have equalized the game in the first 5 minutes in the second half. So not losing the patience and not losing the organization is a big lesson today. It's just be patient with the game, and we all have to learn, because players are going to be like that too.
Oscar, ¿por qué no ser un poco más realista? Está viviendo de la misma historia de la temporada anterior. Está cayendo el equipo.
¿Por qué?
Un desequilibrio, se atacaba bien.
Y bueno, pero ¿y por qué no hablamos de todo lo de por qué no hablamos de 57 puntos que han hecho ellos? ¿Por qué me hablas de partido de hoy? Porque hablemos de 17 juegos que ha jugado en Dallas y que han ganado, ¿por qué no me hablas de eso? Porque siempre quieres hablar de lo negativo. Entonces, ¿qué es lo que quieres puntualizar ahí?
No, preguntar por qué no.
¿Cuál es tu pregunta?
¿Por qué no tiene equilibrio?
Bueno, pues entonces hay que encontrarlo, miraremos. Pero hoy hasta hoy éramos líderes del oeste. Ser líderes del oeste no quiere decir que el equipo sea en desequilibrio, no esté en desequilibrio. Entonces, lo que pasa es que no podemos vivir de la emoción. Cuando ganamos, entonces me preguntas por cosas buenas. Y cuando perdemos, negativo. El equilibrio empieza por usted. Tranquilo. ¿Y
ahora? Oscar, the especially now that you're already seeing matches with
Dancer,
that most likely you will see again.
I hope, yeah. Good. The games in the playoffs are in this mode. Today, I thought people enjoy them. We're frustrated, but I saw our team in the playoff mode, you know, and it's going to take much more just to win it. We all have that expectation, and we're going to live up to it. What I don't want is just to look that we are unbalanced. We are fighting for our objective, which is qualify third and second, so we can avoid the knockout round. So we accomplish early, just getting into the playoffs. Now, we had a big opportunity today to qualify first. We couldn't do it, and we accepted. But I don't want us, and I'm going to say it again, I don't want us all just to live under their circumstances. We got to move on, because we have a game in front of us, and we earned the right to win that game and qualify in one of the first two spots. Let's wait. We will see.
Oscar, the finishing was a problem today. We're not clinical in front of goals. A lot of chances created. With the system you have now with Maxi and Baji, you have to make a change? You have to find someone who can be clinical in front of goal?
The finishing wasn't good in the last game also. And I thought we all saw the team create many chances, and we were maybe a team who lack of the resolution in front of the goal. And today it happened again. How are we going to fix it? We're going to keep working, living in what we have, because this team has got us to this point, and I'm proud of that. I believe it is good, immensely. I believe in the forwards that I have. I believe in these guys, because they're doing a terrific job, and I'm going to back them up every single minute, because they have brought us a lot of joy. We have the right to fight for the first and second, which is the next objective. We need to score goals. And we all know that. But at this point, it's just keep believing that we have not just the players, but we have the team that can accomplish that. At the end of this season, we'll see.
Oscar,
follow-up. Is Arangis ready to start? Will he be in your consideration?
I thought it was good for him to see minutes in the field today. Pablo has been adapting well to the league. He has that instead of creativity and hopefully Pablo can help us from now on. We're trying to use him in the best way possible. But once again, I mean, the team has been playing well and the team has been achieving a lot of stuff. There is not desperation now. And we got to be calm.
Oscar, we all know MLS playoffs are largely about form going through the end of the month. Despite the results of late, how do you feel about the form of this team right now?
I enjoy and I like a lot the first half. Probably more than many other games where we have been here in this place. We all enjoying and happy about the result. Today I enjoyed a lot the first half especially. I like it a lot. Hope that we can continue with that mode and maybe we can change the results. Sometimes the result just eclipses all what you do and I'm not going to be part of that tonight.
¿Crees que el exceso de confianza también algunos partidos le ha afectado al equipo de Ciudadanos? ¿Tiene un balance y crees que eso también ha afectado y bueno, tener que trabajar y vivir en el playoff, ¿no? Sí, claro.
La pregunta es que por exceso de confianza.
Sí.
Yo creo que a lo mejor por falta de confianza, yo lo veo más así.
Sí, me refiero porque en el último partido prácticamente apostaron al empate y terminan perdiendo el último minuto.
Sí, pero no le apostamos al empate. ¿Por qué?
Porque prácticamente iban 0-0, parece que se relaja el equipo porque fue visitante.
No, no, mira, yo creo que el partido contra DC jugamos bien. Creamos muchas opciones, no tuvimos las ilusiones. Y nos hicieron un gol que nos comemos, increíble, pero partido con DC, no, el exceso de confianza, no, lo que pasa es que no la metemos. Si no la metemos, no vamos a conseguir puntos, de eso somos conscientes nosotros. Talking about the DC's game, and question goes, we are probably overconfident about the game, and my answer is that we definitely not. We just missed a lot of chances. Today was pretty much the same. Yo creo que hoy fue lo mismo. No tuvimos resolución. No la metemos. Sí, no tuvimos, no la metemos. Entonces, si no la metemos, pues es difícil.
Jumping, guys.
Okay. Thank you.
Anyways, so get on to iTunes, give us a subscribe, give us a like, give us a 5-star rating, or however many stars you feel appropriate. We're on Twitter at Dallas Soccer Show. We're on the internet at DallasSoccerShow.com. Hope everybody has a great week. Take it easy, everybody.